I want to get back to basics, and I want to talk about emotional regulation. Because for a lot of us, the reason why we're not going to where we want to be is because we are letting emotions, whether it be fear or happiness, yes, even happiness, or sadness overwhelm us. Those are the three primary emotions that we have: fear, happiness, and sadness. And we're not using it to help us go anywhere, but to just either languish, do nothing, or feel sorry for ourselves. And I don't want that to happen. So in today's episode, we're going to really dive into conquering specifically fear so that you can be able to obviously get more stuff done, but to inspire yourself to do more outrageous, fun things in your personal as well as your professional life. So stay tuned. We're going to get to all of that coming to you after this short break. Hey, 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 and welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Denise Lee, and I'm a life coach specializing in traumas and addictions. I specifically work with full-time business owners or entrepreneurs who are interested in up-leveling not just how they run their business, but how they live their lives. So if this is your very first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening. That way, as soon as I drop an episode, which is usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, you'll be able to listen to it lickety-split. And if you have been enjoying this podcast and just feeling a lot of value in it, it would give me a lot of honor if you'd share this podcast with other people. That way we can amplify the messages that we are sharing with one another, because I truly believe that if we're just talking with each other about how to communicate better, how to understand ourselves, how to navigate the world a little bit better, why just stop between just the two of us? I don't want this just to be a club of you and me. I want this to be able to teach other people so that we can have less friction, less anxiety, less worries. No more of like, oh, I don't want to deal with this person again. They're using the same tools that you're learning through our conversations. So greatly appreciate that. And also, if you haven't done so already, let's get connected on social media. I'm primarily on X, formerly known as Twitter, Denise G. Lee. There you'll be reading, mostly reading, because I'm not really a visual person, but you'll be seeing thoughts about personal development, communication, hope, inspiration, trauma, all that stuff, because I truly believe that if we can communicate with each other, we can be able to understand ourselves and our world a bit better. And also visit my website, denisegleigh.com, if you haven't done so already. There you'll be able to read articles, inquire about working with me, take one of my classes. I've got a lot of fun stuff, so hop on over there. And if you look at the banner at the top of my website, there is a free mini quiz called Life Script. Each of one of us has either been trained to not think, not feel, or not have joy. And unfortunately, that's because of social conditioning, how our parents raised us, a lot of different factors. It only takes 15 minutes of your time. It's a private quiz, not sharing it with anybody else. It's designed to help you understand yourself so you can be able to make the right moves in your lives to make sure that you get back what wasn't given to you when you were younger. And with that being said, let's dive into this episode about silencing the fear monster. I know I mentioned the core emotions of happiness, sadness, and fear, but I really want to talk about fear because I see a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of you guys, and maybe you're aspiring to be an entrepreneur and you're just not doing it. Or maybe you are part-time right now and you don't feel as if you have the courage to go full-time. Maybe you don't feel confident in yourself or your business. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I want to talk about fear because that's a huge issue that everybody, especially business owners, face. You know, they say that 95% of businesses end within the first 5 years. And they say, state either lack of support, lack of funding, lack of sales, what, in all these reasons. But if you really got to the core of it, I believe it has to do with fear. So I'm going to talk about my own fear that I face and the hope that you can be able to understand why you might feel fearful as well. And in addition, I'm going to end with some tips about if you are facing something fearful and you want to do it, but you just feel stuck, these are some tips that are really going to help you, okay? I remember when I first started this podcast about 5 years ago, and I honestly didn't want to do it. I got a message from somebody via Facebook, and they were trying to convince me to go ahead and start doing this, and I just wasn't feeling the idea. I mean, these thoughts came through my mind, like there's so many other podcasts out there. Why are people going to choose mine? Nobody wants to talk about trauma healing or communication. And I thought I needed the right connection so I can get the right guests and be as popular as Conan O'Brien and fill in the blank, all these other stars, celebrity stars. And I just didn't think that my podcast was worth it and embarking on, because I was starting from scratch. I had little to no network. I didn't feel like I could do it. Oh boy. Can you relate? Can you relate to the idea of feeling as if you can't even start because it feels like all the cards are stacked up against you? I can't tell you how many times those thoughts went through my mind. I didn't even want to start my podcast in the beginning because I thought that I would say a lot of ums and stutter and ramble on, and I didn't believe in myself. And I want to tell you that fear is normal. Fear is a natural response that our body faces when we are doing something new and uncomfortable. So I'm going to just kind of stop and get some nerdy science factoids about our brains and how it works. You see, there's a part of our brain called the amygdala, and it is in control of our fight, flight, but also flop, fright, or fawn response when we are facing new, also known as scary situations. And to be honest, beyond hating feeling scared, our body hates doing new things. You see, because new things challenge us energetically, and our body is wired for survival, and it doesn't like deviating from how it does business. It wants to save as many calories as possible. That may explain why some of us feel like we're struggling losing more weight than others or gaining more weight, because we just like to find that equilibrium. We want to just, our body as well as our mind just wants to keep things the status quo. So our brains are going to tell us all sorts of crazy stuff to make us not do anything new. In fact, it might insult you, call you a dummy, call you a fool, keep telling you have other things to do. Wait, we've got this other product we got to do. Oh, we've got things with our kids. We got things with blah, blah, blah. And it will build a case to explain that what you're trying to do is beyond your ability. All sorts of crazy stuff. But love, understand that most of the time, it's not true. Just because those hormones, those stress hormones, adrenaline, norepinephrine, all those things are just running through your body and is making you feel scared, doesn't mean that you can't do it. Doesn't mean that you're not capable. Doesn't mean that it's not possible. That's just a fact. So whether or not you're trying to do something new, like scaling a business or starting and ending a relationship or changing something important in your life, your body and mind will resist it. But please understand that just because it resists it, doesn't mean you don't have the power to calm down and see your inner strength. I truly believe everyone who's listening to this podcast has strength. They have power. They have the desire to want to do better in their lives. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there watching cat videos on Instagram right now, or on seeing your like 5,000 TikTok reel, whatever else that you're doing as a pastime. But no, you're choosing to listen to this podcast, and that says something about you. So right now, I want to talk with you about 7 tips that are going to help you conquer your fears, whether or not it has something to do with your personal life, your professional life, or maybe a little mix of both. Maybe you're trying to mix a little business and pleasure and try to like switch things up. I got your back. I want to talk with you about these things. And I'm a big, big note taker because I truly believe that writing things down helps us rewire our brain faster and helps us to make those pivots quicker so that we don't fall into the procrastination. We don't fall into the avoidance. We kind of actually self-hypnotize ourselves into believing that there is potential, there is opportunities. And we don't do that unless we put pen to paper. And look, if you can't write anything because you're driving the car, because I don't want you driving and like listening to a podcast and jotting notes, that's just a bad saying. If you can't do any of that stuff, I get it. Please make mental notes about what I said and then come back and listen to this podcast episode again if necessary and start writing down some thoughts. That way, at least you have some type of game plan in your mind, okay? So I'm going to list all these 7 tips, and as you're listening to them, understand it's not in one particular order. You might find yourself more on one thing over and over again and then loop back to another thing. So please understand this is not in, you have to do step 1 before step 7. That's not what it is, all right? So my first tip is be okay with your fear. 2, ask yourself what you would lose by giving into your fears. 3, stop comparing yourself to others. 4, find people to help confront your fears. 5, start small, then build up. 6, keep checking in with yourself as you keep growing. And lastly, 7, celebrate your wins. So let's talk about each one by one. And again, you might find yourself saying, you know what, I'm okay with my fears, but I really have problems starting small and then building. So what I have to say, it's for some people, they have more need on one area or not. Doesn't really matter. I just want to make sure that you understand my flow as I talk with you about this. And obviously, if you're interested in learning more deeper about understanding yourself, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for my course, Amazing Attitudes, a 21-day program where you get to know yourself on a deeper level. All right, but let's get into these tips again. 1 is be okay with your fear. Making fear your friend. Many years ago, I came across the book, My Fear Friend by Mira Lee. Oh, she is a beautiful soul, wonderful artist. And as I mentioned, she wrote this book, My Fear Friend, but she's also written many other books. And she dives into the concept of understanding that your fear is not meant to harm you. It's meant to help you. It's here alongside you to help you understand your self-imposed limits, your unrealistic expectations, whether or not it is time for you to reach out for support. And they have, Mira's book has wonderful journaling prompts. Highly encourage you to check that out if that's something that you're interested in. If you like a little mix of color as well as introspection at the same time, I really love those type of resources. But the point I'm trying to make is when I say be okay with your fear, is instead of this thinking that we need to squash it away and tuck it in a corner and never to be heard or seen from ever again, I'm saying let it sit alongside you. Let it help you feel connected with what's really happening within inside of yourself. See, for a lot of us, if we grew up in very scary, unpredictable homes, we've been taught that we have to be strong all the time. But when we try to invalidate our natural emotive reaction to situations, we stunt our other feelings as happiness or our sadness. There was a wonderful movie from, it's called Elementor. And Pixar also makes other fun movies. But there was one, I love these movies because when we try to suppress our anger or whatever trying to feel, it will come out. It's kind of like all the pressure that builds underneath the earth before a volcano. It was always there. The pressure was always building and building. And so we don't have to have this big explosion, big event coming out where we scream and yell or break down or just all sorts of madness happening. You know what I'm talking about, right? When you're dealing with someone who's passive aggressive and their top blows, or maybe you have found yourself your top blowing after trying to stuff and stuff and stuff. When we finally just let it release, gradually, by understanding it's here to help us, not hurt us, oh my goodness, the process just gets so much simpler. So I just talked about being okay with your fear. Now let's talk about asking yourself what you would lose by giving in to your fears. See, here's the funny thing about fears. It tends to overestimate the worst case scenario and minimize the upside, the positive. Now, I have been very fascinated about Elon Musk and his SpaceX and some of his boring company and some of his other stuff that he's got going on. And he's a big, big, big risk taker. Look, I'm not sitting here before I even continue on and say, you got to be an Elon Musk fan, okay? There's a lot of people that I actually have admired traits of them, but I don't like the whole picture of them. But specifically, I love the adventure that comes in with him. And I remember that when he first launched his first rocket with SpaceX, it didn't work out well, and it cost millions of dollars. But if you remember when he was at the command center and there was a malfunction, he just smiled. He had this big jester smile. And he was like, well, we learned something new. We don't see the upside because we're giving more into what we think we're losing than we're actually regaining. Even if things don't work out, we're gaining experience. We're getting knowledge. We're getting confidence that we tried. How many people you know have said they wanted to do something and they've just never done anything and they found themselves procrastinating and avoiding things only to see other people succeed where they were wishing? And I don't know about you, but I don't like the feeling of envy. I don't like always looking at the other side and seeing people do what I want to do. I want to roll up my sleeves and get into the action. And so I want to start by encouraging you to start writing out all the things that you will gain from this experience. Because I know it takes a tenth of our mind to think negatively and a full 10 seconds to think positively. So if we can actually pause and ask ourselves, okay, yeah, I know lack of money, lack of support, blah, blah, blah. But does that mean that we can't be creative, explorative, imaginative? Start listing all those things down. Because you would be surprised to see how many people got your back when you think about what you've got to gain. Okay? Now, let's talk about number three. Stop comparing yourself to others. This is the thing that irks me out the most, because within our culture, within us as human beings, we tend to create baselines based on other people's behaviors, like, because that's a point of comparison so that we can say, okay, this is good because this person's successful and they did it this way. But you don't know them, honestly. Well, unless you do. But even then, most people aren't going to tell you the crap they had to go through, the trials, the tribulations, the stressful moments they had to face. Because us as human beings, we tend to glamorize and fantasize the things that we don't have. And because of that, we create this beautiful rosy picture and we don't see the grime and dirt that it took to build things up. It's so fascinating to me when I see skyscrapers being built, and most of the energy that's being put into building a skyscraper is actually the foundation, going deep in the earth, putting down the pillars, putting down the concrete, the support beams, so that it has the strength and the structure to rise up. But we always see it's a beautiful tall building, but we never see the crap that had to go down deep. And that's what happens when we compare ourselves to other people. We're looking up top, but we're not looking inward and deep in order for us to find that sense of resiliency. So when the crap happens, we can ride strong. So when you find that desire to want to compare yourself to someone that you admire, ask yourself this: how is comparing myself to other persons helping me grow emotionally, professionally, emotionally? How is it helping us grow? That's something I wish I asked myself, and I'm hoping you will ask yourself that too, okay? So we talked about being okay with your fear. We talked about asking yourself what you would lose by giving to your fears. We talked about comparing ourselves. Now let's go into the last set, finding people to confront your fears. See, remember how I talked to you about in the beginning of our time with one another, and I said that for a lot of us, we build this case of all the reasons why we can't do it. And in the process of doing it, we often use lots of faulty information to come to conclusions about why we won't do it. And when we have people in our lives that care about us and are inspirational, motivational, they can cut through that crap instantly and say, hey, look, I know you're thinking about X, but have you considered Y and Z? Or what about B? You haven't considered that. And even if these worst case scenarios happen, does that mean that's game over? When you have someone that's not you helping you to be able to think about the bigger possibilities, even if things fail, it can give you a new perspective on your fears. Never to say that your fears won't go away, but it won't have that vice grip over you that it once did. And trust and believe that as you're beginning to grow and scale your business or try something new in your personal life, whatever you got going on, you will always have those fears. But you don't have to have those fears preventing you to do the things that you want to do. I was watching this show, The Road to $1 Million. It was an Amazon program based on James Bond. And the one that came closest to winning, two nurses, emergency nurses. And I remember listening to one of the nurses say, I'm always fearful, but I keep telling myself about how much I'm gaining that I wouldn't have if I didn't try. And I know that the other team member was listening to her and saying, wow, like, it was helping her encouraged and inspired to keep going through the race. Are you having someone to run alongside you in the race called life? Because I know in this individualistic, I can do it all type of culture that we have, we downplay people leaning on support with others, but we actually grow stronger through support. Supportive people that help us look beyond our own limited perspective and to thinking about the bigger possibilities. So I encourage you to do that. All right. So I talked about having a network, having friends, right? Having people to help you confront your fears. And by the way, like, that's kind of what I do as a coach. I help you understand your fears on a deeper level so that you can not let it overwhelm and discourage you. Just saying, just putting that out there. Let's talk about number 5, starting small, then building. You know, this is where I tell on myself because I don't know the best way of kind of explaining unless I illustrate from my own personal life about what's going on, because I don't want you to sit here and thinking to yourself, well, Denise, she has to have it all together. She doesn't have fears. She doesn't have worries and anxieties. Like, you bet your bottom dollar I have fears and anxieties. I'm human too. And anyway, when I'm talking about this idea of starting small, then building, earlier this year, I noticed that my resting heart rate was getting higher and higher and higher. And it was crazy to me because I was walking every day, you know? I didn't think that I would have my resting heart rate go higher despite the fact that I was still exercising regularly. And I remember I just had to start something different. And I remember starting to do Apple Fitness workouts. You probably heard me talk about this. Apple needs to give me some reimbursement for all this praise for them on this issue. But anyway, I started to do their dance workouts. And I remember, like, oof, just feeling a little winded after that and realized, wow, I was kind of out of shape, even though I was seemingly exercising daily. How many of you guys are doing the motions every day, but you're really not challenging yourself? And as a result, your body and your mind are not really growing. Because if we don't challenge our bodies and our minds, it kind of atrophies in slow but subtle ways. But anyway, once I did this dance workout, I was like, "Ooh, wow, this was challenging." And it gave me the confidence to go back and do more and more and more strenuous exercise. And I remember just completing my high intensity target training exercise I did today, and it was 20 minutes, but I felt like my lungs were about to explode by the end. It was just so arduous, and it was the most hardest workout that I ever did in this past 3-4 months. And I realized the reason behind it was because I gave myself lots of little practice exercises through the lower intensity workouts to help me have the confidence to do something like I just did today. My question for you is, are you allowing yourself practice on the small little things so you can have the confidence, the patience, and the confidence to take on the bigger things? I think a lot of us want to rush to the main event, but never go through the minors. And this weekend, my family and I, we for the first time, we saw a minor league baseball game, and where we live in Round Rock, Texas. And it was pretty fun. And I remember watching all these guys, and they don't make a lot of money. But that's not the point. The point is they were in the minor leagues because that's where they are working out the kinks, perfecting their performance, understanding how it is to be a professional athlete so that they can work to the big leagues, the Major League Baseball, so they can try the bigger competition. Too many of us want to rush to the big leagues and never master the minors. So start small, build your way up, and you'll find it'll get easier with each and every repetition. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether or not it's hiring people, firing people, growing and scaling your business, having more kids, whatever you got going on, it gets better when you keep working at it in the small ways, okay? Now let's talk about number six. Keep checking in with yourself as you keep growing. This is such an understated one because we live in a culture that keeps saying to go, 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 do, 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 but never allowing ourselves that moment to pause and breathe and to reflect and to be at ease and to evaluate how we feel. Will we checking in with ourselves? Because just as important as it is to work through our fears, we need those moments to understand why we have those fears in the process. Because if we don't pause and think about it, all we're doing is suppressing it more and more and more. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I loved playing with Jack in the Box. You know that little Jack in the Box where there's a little jester or something just tucked in a colorful little box, and there's a little crank, and then you go, and you keep cranking, and then Jackie comes out, or Jacko, or whatever that was. And that's the way it is with our fears. If we keep suppressing it, we never check in, if we never understand what's going on within ourselves, all our pressure is going to build, and it's going to explode all over the place. Now, I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to keep having those little micro moments. It could be even like throughout the day where you pause and you just breathe and say, am I okay? What's going on with me? It can mean a world of difference so that you don't find yourself chronically stressed out and burnt out and just overwhelmed. We can be able to just see things from a clear perspective. Okay? Now, we talked about starting small, then building. We talked about checking in with yourself. And lastly, let's talk about celebrating your wins. This is so underrated. And I'm not going to sit here and say, well, every time you do something, you need a, you know, a pat on the back and high five and all, and going a shopping spree to Lululemon or wherever you like to go to have a good time. For a lot of us, we don't celebrate all the things that we've done. We just try to press through harder and harder and harder. And again, for some of us, we may have that life script of don't feel. And we just have to push and push and push. But we never pause and look at the horizon and see what's going on. I love hiking. I love hiking. I had a chance to go hiking. Again, I had a fun-filled weekend. I went to a local park and with my family, and my husband told my son, now, you see how mommy's walking so fast? You can don't necessarily do what she's doing. Take moments to pause and look around the surroundings. It's a beautiful place out here. And it's true. I was so busy in trying to reach the summit point that I didn't allow myself to pause and just kind of reflect on the height that I went, and the surroundings that I'm in, and the people that are with me. Take those moments to celebrate, pause, reflect, see where you've gone. And know that, yes, while there may be further you want to go to, there are micro wins. And micro wins can just help you feel more confident to do the next and bigger thing, whatever that looks like for you. So, my seven tips were: be okay with your fear. Ask yourself what you would lose by giving into your fears. Don't compare yourself to others. Find people to help confront those fears. Start small, then build. Keep checking in with yourself as you keep growing. Lastly, celebrate your wins. So my question to you is, what tip helped you the most? where do you need to lean in the most so that you can be able to grow bigger, stronger, faster, and whatever you got going on. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message either through my website, denisegleed.com. Connect with me on socials via X, or if you are listening via Spotify, check out anchor.fm/Denise G. Lee. You can send me a voice message. Let me know in the beginning or the end if I have permission to air it out. Well, that is it. I so enjoyed our conversation as always. Be sure to just keep checking in with yourself and understand that growth is a continuum. We grow the more we keep at it. And with that being said, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it. Write a review on this podcast if you've been enjoying it. And until next time, just keep at it and keep working, and magical things will happen, I promise you. Well, until next time, take care and be awesome.